died from their injuries. The driver and two other young children were taken to the hospital. Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law legislation that will require certain sex offenders to be chemically castrated before their parole. It applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13, and a judge would decide when the medication could be stopped. The bill is expected to take effect later this year. And Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging Alabama voters to approve a constitutional amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The governor would appoint school board members who would then be confirmed by the state. And those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by having more of those brands in stock like DeWalt. So when you need a DeWalt tool fast, you know where to go and where to save. Because we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save $100 on a DeWalt XR2 Tool 20-volt Max Brushless Power Tool Combo Kit featuring a drill and impact driver for just $289. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/16, U.S. only.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see The Temptations and The Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to The Temptations and The Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Terrifying scene in New York City.
The helicopter crashes on top of a building not far from Times Square.
There is no indication that this was an act of terror. Retired Red Sox star David Ortiz is wounded in an apparent ambush in the Dominican Republic.
A 23-year-old suspect is now in police custody.
Heavy rain and likely a dangerous driving ahead from Raleigh up through D.C., New York, and Boston, all in the forecast.
Evacuations underway as a wildfire rages in California.
The Mueller investigation takes another turn. House Democrats will get to review the evidence against the president.
President Trump is defending his deal with Mexico as a great success after claims much of what was agreed to had already been in the works for some time.
And the Warriors' three-peat dream is still alive, showing championship heart and inspiring performance from the Golden State Warriors.
Down six with 2:30 to go to come back and get this win.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Stop going to sound 48 points. Let me see what the temperature is. And the temperature is 82 degrees. Before I introduce, I bring in producer and associate producer, let me read the name of the winner, the Marguerite, whose name's being drawn for the Marguerite 1-carat Forever Diamond giveaway. Is Josie, going drum roll? Josie Green. Josie, you have 1 hour to call 396-5477, 396-5477. You will be in the drawing for the 1-carat diamond giveaway, $10,000 value. Let me bring in my good friend Rusty and Big John.
Hello, hello, hello.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Hey, gang, how is everybody today?
Oh, doing good.
Man, if it got much better, there'd have to be two of me.
There would. I tell you, that was a weird weather yesterday with that storm coming through.
I know. I had to bring out my ARC out of the garage. Had a lot of rain.
The animals going 2x2 will definitely mess you up in the morning. I just kind of like, what's going on here? But we lived through it. Finally, PMS came over today, got everything cleaned up out there. So if you've got debris around your house, PMS is a great company to call just to have a crew come over and just pick up everything. And they're very reasonably priced. As for Wayne Spivey at PMS, great, great deal. I did not get to this cut yesterday, but this... I want to play a doctor that when I was at MD Anderson, MD Anderson has a very extensive library for doing research, and the head of head and neck, who also was my doctor, where did that go, has suggested that I go take advantage of it and take a look, go upstairs and take a look at this. They have films, they have videos, they have books, and there was one that kind of took me, that really caught my eye, that I really liked, and it was from a physician who was talking about your mental health and your physical health being attached. His name is Dr. Dean Ornish, and I want you to play cut one here.
From surviving to thriving, our next guest has spent over 4 decades showing Americans ways to reverse the progression of many chronic diseases.
And now he's detailing those in his new book. It's called Undo It. But can his plan help you live longer? The answer is... yes.
Yes. Here with more is president and founder of the Preventative Medicine Research Institute, nonprofit, Dr. Dean Ornish.
Great
I know
pleasure.
You have so many bestsellers. People need to listen to your advice because when you are diagnosed with a disease, you say you can turn it around.
Well, that's what we're finding is that in 40 years of research, we find that simple lifestyle changes, eat well, move more, stress less, love more, can not only help prevent, but actually reverse the progression of the most common chronic diseases, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, early stage prostate cancer. When you change your lifestyle, it changes your genes, turns on the good genes that keeps us healthy, turns off the bad ones. We can lengthen telomeres, the ends of our chromosomes that control how long we live, in a sense, reversing aging at a cellular level. And so the more diseases we study and the more mechanisms we look at, the more evidence we have to show how these simple lifestyle changes are so powerful and how quickly you can get better.
The video that I saw of this guy, he had actually, all the doctors, every one of the physicians got together and they had this guy as a speaker. And he's talking about the mental health and your physical health being connected. So it was a video of that conference. So here's a guy who's talking to hundreds of oncologists about the very issue. And And MD Anderson really adopted it and came up with the concept that there really is a correlation, and they have been doing studies, and you don't really know this when you go in, but they do a psychological profile on you as a patient. They ask you several questions to kind of see what your mental health is compared to your physical health.
Man, mine would send them screaming into the night, probably.
Would it?
They would just run away, and he's, leave me alone.
It. I mean, I had such an attitude that I was going to beat my cancer. I mean, as soon as when they scoped me, I asked the ENT to let me look at it. And so I saw that when he scoped me and went down my throat and could see the tumor.
Yeah.
I was at war with that tumor at that moment on.
It didn't stand a chance.
It did not stand a chance. I was going to take him out. I'm a big believer in prayer, big believer in positive attitude and positive thinking. If you're thinking positive, it really has a positive effect on your body.
Right.
Your brain can do so much towards your healing, towards you. Let's listen to the second part of this story.
And I remember a couple of years ago you came by and you said how the older you get, the shorter your DNA becomes, your chromosomes, but you figured out how to lengthen them. You've also figured out that apparently with those diseases that you were talking about, how you can reverse them.
That's right.
There are certain things in common with them, and that's why you're able to address them.
That's right. It's all about empowering the individual. We found that these, you know, I was trained that heart disease and diabetes and all these are really different diseases, different diagnoses, different treatments. But the kind of theory that we're putting forth in this new book is that they're really the same disease manifesting and masquerading in different forms because they all share the same underlying biological mechanisms, and each one of those mechanisms is influenced by what we eat, how we respond to stress, how much exercise we get, and how much love and support. So when people get put on medications to lower their cholesterol or their blood pressure or their blood sugar, and they say, doctor, how long do I have to take these, what does the doctor usually say? Like, forever, right? Mm-hmm. It's like mopping up the floor around a sink that's overflowing. We found that if you can turn off the faucet, the lifestyle choices that under your doctor's care, many people can reduce or even get off these medications that they were told they might have to take forever.
And the word there was forever, but he interrupted him there. But it really is. It's a, you know, we get conditioned in America that we're going to take a drug forever instead of get stopped. The goal should be not to take that drug, particularly people with diabetes and that are getting on the front end of it. But he said something that's very important is you may have symptoms that are a lot of different symptoms, but it could be the very same disease that's just having different effects on your body. One thing that you see in cancer patients is that kidney problems end up happening because of all the chemo and everything that you're taking. So the cancer is creating another problem within your body, and so you have to really deal with both of them and understand it's the same thing. And it really is a mental health is so important to your physical health. I can tell you the people that I saw that had bad attitudes and things like that, they either gave up or they didn't make it when they were at MD Anderson. And I can almost tell you when I met somebody how I thought they were going to be able to do.
You ever notice those drug commercials now? They're usually about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then they tell you something good about the medicine, but they spend the rest of the time telling you what it'll do to you.
It's going to make your fingers fall off and your eyeballs bug out.
And hair grow on your tongue or something. And then said, and if it happens, don't take it.
Yeah.
I think they're just using us as guinea pigs.
You think so?
Just throw it out there.
We're a gigantic lab rat.
Exactly. Maybe we'll get to the end of the maze and get some cheese one day.
Let's listen to the last piece of this series here.
Someone is watching. They were just diagnosed with heart disease or type 2 diabetes. What do they need to do to change their life?
Eat well, a whole foods plant-based diet. Move more, walking, say a half an hour a day, stress less, any kind of meditation or prayer, whatever you is most comfortable for you, and love more, spend more time with your friends and families and loved ones.
And real quickly, because of the great benefits of this particular approach, now you're looking into Alzheimer's, right?
That's right. We're in the middle of doing the first randomized trial to see if we can actually reverse the progression of early stage Alzheimer's, because Alzheimer's has the same mechanisms that these other diseases do. So stay tuned. I hope that we'll have something good to say.
That's fascinating. The mechanisms are the same in each of these diseases. It just manifests in different
ways. That's why you often find many people have these same, they'll have heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure and overweight, because they're really the same disease just manifesting in different forms.
And he's right spot on that. Same disease manifesting in different forms. So it really is about attitude. I think I'm a big believer in prayer. Some people will do meditating and things like that. They have, when I was at MD Anderson, I even did acupuncture, which was a kind of a treat.
Does that Does it hurt when they do that?
No, not at all.
Stick pins and needles in you.
Yeah, but you don't. No, it actually feels good in a way.
Wow.
Because it's touching. Everything has a corresponding part to your body. It's like they can rub your feet, and they can. It has an effect on different parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell the joke that what happened to
there's
there.
A joke there.
Yeah, you know, knew there would be one. 272-9228, a couple of reminders here. Excuse me, first time calls, and he said, John, the producer, know, will get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And I tell you what, it is a great place. Heading down there tomorrow, matter of fact, to pick up some things for the weekend and kind of see what they've got going on. I'm going to go to an early break, if that's okay, John. I'm going to come back, reset. I'm going to be talking about Iowa. President's going out there today. Joe Biden's out there. Some of the new polling data. I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. You know, today is election day, special election, District 74. I drove around some of the polls. Guess what?
Yeah, what?
Nobody is there.
You know, it's that special election thing, I think. Nobody really looks forward to it.
Jay Love called me this morning. He had gone to Frazier, which is the largest box in District 74, mm-hmm. by a long shot. And they only voted by 8 o'clock, had been open for an hour, 23 people.
Wow.
That is really bad.
So there's tumbleweeds blowing through there.
It's and then I drove by Harrison Road, drove by the Baptist Church on Atlanta Highway. I went by Frazier, but Frazier, that you go so deep in the church, you couldn't see. I saw zero activity, so I assumed nobody was there. And when Jay voted, there was not a soul in the house.
Wow.
Not a person. But to say that the turnout is going to be low will be the underestimation of the year.
You know, I think I got a solution.
Yeah.
You get all the candidates get together. They'll have to do this now. And for everybody who comes out and votes, they get a free ham. People will show up for a free ham.
Yeah, they will.
It's just something about ham. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I was very, very disappointed in. One candidate named Hefner did a piece about Charlotte Meadows giving money to Islamic groups. And it was actually an ad that he did. I know. I was just stunned that he did that. And this is the guy who did the ad of Robert Bentley mugshot and talked about we're paying $250,000 for Bentley's legal fee, and I'm going to stop that. No, you're not. You're going to stop it only if you get a majority in the House.
Yeah,
to do
if
that.
You get elected.
Right.
And you first, you have to get elected. Number two, you have to have a majority. But for that little guy to do that, to have Charlotte Meadows, and just come up with something that's outrageous, diverting money to Islamic groups?
There's nothing, there's no upside to that.
His credibility is like out the window with that. Let's go to the phones to go to Rich. By the way, if you're out and about and you happen to go vote, call me at 272-9228 and tell me how lonely you are at the polling place. Let's go to Red Top.
And sorry, no free ham.
Red Top, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I thought I was in District 74. I guess I'm not because I went by my polling place. There's not even voting there. So,
where's your polling place?
Supposed to be Highland Garden School. And I could have swore that was in District 74.
Yeah, no, they moved. What happened is they moved it further out east, and then they took that part out.
They did.
Yeah.
When the hell did they do that?
They did that. They did that a while back. See, you didn't vote in that election because he was unopposed last time, or did you? But what happened is
the last election I voted in was Roy Moore.
Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah, District 74 wasn't on the ballot.
Okay, then I'm mistaken. And so I was thinking there was so few people voting, they didn't even open it up. But that part's encouraging. And I guess I'm glad I'm not in District 74 because I don't like any of them. This is the most pitiful bunch of representatives I've heard of in a long time, guys. They're pitiful.
I'll tell you one thing. There's a lot of low-grade ore in that group. I mean, this Hefner guy, to do that to Charlotte Meadows in an ad, I looked up his financial account, and he basically loaned himself $78,000, and he's just bankrolling his own campaign. And running, in my estimation, I mean, he's running ads on cable TV for a district that, you know, we have a total combined votes of, say, 2,500. I'd be kind of surprised.
Yeah, he spent a lot of money for each voting. Let me mention something that's not in the news and you may not cover, but I think it's extremely significant.
Yeah.
Last night on DW News, 20 of the 30 minutes, and this would have been at 11 o'clock at night, which is 6 o'clock in the morning in Germany. So it was Tuesday morning news over there. 20-minute interview with Iran, the whoever their prime minister or president is, and the grand mufti, whatever he is, and it was not very friendly. Are you not aware of these interviews that they had with them?
No, I'm not aware of them because I don't see them.
Well, you need to see this. And they made it very clear that Iran is in a very desperate situation. The people are really hurting. They went in the country, interviewed a lot of people. The Iranian officials admitted they literally have no air force anymore and almost no navy. So their backs are up against a wall economically, really bad in Iran. We're not getting much news about this. And they say, we're to the point where we got to fight back. We can't take the sanctions anymore. So it's almost a direct threat to the United States to commit terrorism because they really don't have any military left to fight with. And I think it's well worth looking at the DW News interviews. They're intense and gave a clear position of Iran I hadn't heard yet. I'd like to hear what Dr. Sorensen had to say about that. And, of course, you're the inside contact on that.
Of course. Well, whenever you see an interview that you think I need to see, just copy the link and then email it to me, and then I'll take
a look. I'm not going to do all that. No, I ain't going to copy
the link. Okay, well, screw you, buddy. Why do you want me to do that? God.
Because you're in the business, man.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He wants me to work. He doesn't want to do it. Bye, Red Top. God. I'm not going to do that. God.
Red Top wants you to do everything.
Man. Let's do this. Let's do Ed O'Keefe from CBS talking about Biden and Trump in Iowa.
President Trump goes to Iowa later today, where he will be competing for attention along with the Democrats' 2020 frontrunner. That's Joe Biden. Ed O'Keefe is in the state capital, Des Moines, right now. Ed, good morning to you. So what can voters here expect to see today?
Well, good morning, Gail. Former Vice President Biden is set to level his most direct attacks yet on President Trump during three campaign stops across Iowa today. According to excerpts provided by the Biden campaign, the former vice president is set to tell audiences that he believes Mr. Trump is, quote, an existential threat to America. He will call out the president's decision to start a trade war with China that he says is hurting Iowa farmers, and he'll say that the president's recent trip to Europe was a, quote, stunning display of childishness, as Mr. Trump attacked the mayor of London and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Twitter. For his part, the president will visit a renewable energy company in western Iowa before attending a state GOP fundraiser tonight in the Des Moines area.
Okay, so far the Biden campaign is made up of criticizing Donald Trump. Does that ever get anybody elected?
That's surprising. You know, I thought Joe had better class than that.
Man, let's go to Sam. How to get folks to the polls?
That's what he said. He's got a solution. I don't think the ham was working for him.
Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, yeah, I love your show. Yes, sir, I've got the solution.
I want to hear
go
it.
Ahead and, hey, here it comes. Go ahead and let's move all the polling stations right out to the casino. You go out there, you can get you a corn. Yeah, free corn dog or go in the breakfast buffet. That'll turn them out, man. I just, anyways.
I'm with you, yeah. I mean, if you can throw in a meal at Red Hot and Blue restaurant and maybe throw a steak on a plate, I think they'll come.
Oh, it would be a high turnout. My mother, my sweet little mother, I'm visiting with her and I'm about to take her out, get her free play and whatnot. But she heard that about the, she knows Charlotte Meadows. And anyways, she accused the... that Hefner fella being unclean and born out of wedlock. She used strong language when she heard that.
Oh, I tell you, I was stunned. I was stunned when I saw that. I was kind of like, this is a House of Representative district, and your card you're going to throw on the table, you're going to accuse someone of diverting money to Islamic groups as if somebody's going to believe that? I mean, that is the act of desperation.
Yes, sir. I missed it. But that was one of the first things she brought up when I came to visit mom. I appreciate your show, and I'll talk to y'all later. How about that?
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you. Newstone 93.1. A ham or steak at the casino?
It's going to be mighty hard to choose between those. I think the casino probably.
The casino would be a good one. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Turn it up.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Big wheels come on turning, carrying me home to smack you. Singing songs about the Southland.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees with approved credit. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. A House resolution being voted on today would authorize lawsuits against any current and future witnesses who refuse to testify about the special counsel Mueller investigation. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
We're of the view that no single person in the United States of America is above the law.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy.
They're trying to get to impeachment without having their members actually vote upon it. They're trying to protect members from not taking a difficult vote.
Alabama is now the seventh state with chemical castration for some sex offenders. The law applies to convicts with victims under 13 years old.
It's the regular use of pharmaceuticals to inhibit hormones intended to make it impossible for the offender to commit the crime again. The use of the technique is controversial, and the ACLU has in the past expressed that it violates the constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishments.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
TGA, that's where we are. On a Tuesday.
Big wheels come on turning.
Yeah, I can tell it's going to be a low turnout and nobody's calling. Normally, election day is a pretty busy day as far as phone. The people giving us reports. And just it just ain't happening out there. I mean, it's going to be the loneliest place in town will be a polling place in Montgomery, Alabama, District 74. Let's go to Ed O'Keefe, second part of the story. Iowa, we're going to be talking about the other top Dems.
Ed, what have you been hearing from Democratic voters there about the very large field of candidates?
Sure. Well, look, you know, voters here know that they play a big role in picking presidents. The latest poll here finds that Joe Biden has a decent lead, but not as high as it is in some national polls. With that in mind, we asked a handful of undecided Democrats what they make of the former vice president.
I like Joe Biden. I met him when he was in Storm Lake a few years back. He's a nice gentleman, and he is one of the leaders, and I would consider Joe Biden.
He's just an old pair of shoes to me. And he's comfortable, but I want youth.
I think 2016 would have been a really great year for Joe. I'm not looking for an old man that is over the age of 60 that has had their chance to do things.
We just need some new ideas.
Old man and old pair of shoes.
This will be Biden's only second visit to the Hawkeye State as a declared presidential candidate. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has made 8 stops here. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has made 5. And that's partly why they're beginning to surge in polls. Warren, of course, gets credit for having plenty of detailed policy proposals. And Democrats tell us the largest operation here in the state. Meanwhile, pollsters say voters are telling them that Mayor Pete is simply a fresh face that they're looking for.
Did she say
old man?
Old man, old, another one called him a old pair of shoes.
Older than 60, didn't she say? I'm 60 almost. I'm like a year and a half away.
Then I'm an old man.
And we could just go sit up on the porch and rot.
Hurting our feelings.
Yeah, tell people to get off our yard.
Man, I tell you. Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hola.
Hola, my friend.
How y'all doing?
Very good.
Hey, you're sounding good today. Big John's got the board going well, and Rusty providing color commentary. Y'all sound good.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's a fun look.
I had a question that's going to change the subject a little bit.
Sure.
You heard about that chemical castration thing that Ivy signed into law?
Right.
We can't. If I'm not mistaken, we can't make people in mental institutions take their medication if they refuse to take it. How in the world is a judge qualified even to tell people what to take, how to take it, and how long they have to take?
Well, what the law actually says is that if they want to get out on parole, they have to take it. So it's their choice.
Now, this is chemical castration. I don't think they remove anything.
No.
I think it's like a chemical thing. You don't produce testosterone? Is that what it is?
Well, what it does is destroys the things that you need to go do those things.
But they're still there. They don't remove anything.
They don't physically remove anything.
It's just always good to know where they are. You know?
There's no sharp implements involved.
No sharp implements. No blood. No sharp implements. No. Oh my God!
I had them when I came in here.
But where did they go?
Well, if we start doing that, then you're going to have people that want to be transgender lining up. I mean, there's just, you open up the box. And then people just start running. Well, you do it for them. But
think chemical castration is going to lead to sex changes?
No, the removal. If they did the hard castration or whatever you call it,
I bet. I like that term, physical. Hard castration.
Wow, the real deal.
Uh-huh. Way off topic.
Insert joke here,
as the French would say, sneep sneep.
Eric, I tell you what, you can come from unusual places. Today is the most unusual place you've come from.
Right. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. I'm very flexible.
Hey, I had a idea for the voter registration or the voter turnout. Uh-huh. If you could get, you know, a national Democrat to come down and sit in a Dunkin' booth, I'm pretty sure you could get a good turnout.
If we could get old Maxine Waters in a Dunkin' booth, now I would go vote.
I would go for that.
I can't even vote, right. But I would go out.
Or Kamala Harris, or just drag
Maxine Waters. Maxine's Waters would be at the top of my list.
Right? Hey, yeah.
And take the net off the front of the Dunkin' booth. You could bean her once in a while. You know?
Yeah, watch it.
Whoops! All right, fellas, I got to go back to work.
Thanks for the tip on call, my friend. Always appreciate your help.
I wanted to get in on that drone.
Sweet farm market?
Pretty please.
You can? Give me a month and day of birth.
128.
Write that down, one of the two of you.
I will do that.
128, Eric. And
gracias, senores.
I appreciate you, my friend. Mucho gusto.
Sí, vaya con Dios si le permite.
I got to learn Spanish one day. I basically, when I go to Mexico, I learn how to say three things. Dos chihuahuas, por favor, two towels, please. One negro, no mineral, which is Johnny Walker Black, with no mineral water, with actual agua in it. And and I go, ¿por qué? For what?
Este los baños.
You got to learn the most important word that you have to learn in Mexico is ¿dónde está la cerveza? Which are, where are the beers?
I didn't have cervezas. Thank you, Eric. I want you to have a great day.
You too.
Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Doing great.
I'll throw this in there real quick. The reason why you can't hold mental patients to think did not commit a crime.
Rodney,
these guys have raped children and did abusive things as in prison, and it's a big difference. These people can be forced to do things.
Hmm.
Okay, someone that's got a mental problem goes in the hospital, gets kind of touchy because they're not in there because they hurt someone or did some. Maybe some of them are, but really and truthfully, that's that's why families should be controlling that and have someone appointed to taking care of their medicine. Now let's move to Smelly Joe. Joe Biden's got a problem because there's a list of things that Trump's going to rip him to pieces for. And the first thing I want to ask Trump to ask him is what the heck you was doing for the last 8 years? Because look what I've done, and I ain't even hit 4 yet. So why would we want you as president?
Did y'all see the friendship bracelet that Barack and Joe?
That
was a flop.
That's sweet.
Love, love, love.
Yeah, give him some friendship bracelets, and I'll send him a couple spinners to occupy his time, and he can go on and do something that he's good at because he ain't good at running this country. The next thing I want to address, Dan, is that when Trump threatened the tariffs on Mexico, it's funny how the rats started to scandal in even in our own party. These people, I am convinced, not any of them have any Kiwis up there. They just a bunch of. You sure Ivy didn't administrate some of this stuff up in Washington? Because these guys up there act like they've been castrated. these guys is a joke. But anyway, can you believe after them standing in the way and doing all they did to try to stop the border wall, to try to stop the this and that, the children and everything else, that they got their nerves to jump the gun and then Trump actually did it and made a total jack out of each one of them? So those guys up there are not impressing me at all. I sure wish our party would be a little more hesitant to doubt our president and a little more fast at getting on board with him before the presidential election gets here. I sure hope that they do that, but I'm not seeing it. So anyway, keep up the good work, Trump, and the heck with all of them, because evidently they don't know what a Kiwi is.
Thanks for the telephone call, my friend. Let's pick up the Iowa story with America's Newsroom, and kind of give us a little tutorial on Iowa.
Both Biden and President Trump are in Iowa today. Dueling campaign stops come as Biden faces some heat for skipping an event over the weekend. Chris Steierwolf, DJT on the west side of Iowa. I got JRB on the east side of Iowa. Should be pretty good, don't you think?
And they are in the correct, they're in the empirically correct sides of the state. Remember, Iowa is a swing state for this cycle. Donald Trump won it very handily in 2016, but it's a state that is traditionally Democratic or has been traditionally Democratic. Barack Obama won there by 5 or 6 points in 2012. Joe Biden's in the part of the state where that's where the Democratic strongholds are. In the eastern part of Iowa, where you have a lot of farmers, yes, but you have a lot of factory jobs, where we're talking about John Deere plant, we're talking about Maytag, we're talking about manufacturing, we're talking about a lot of union members. And then the president's going to be in the west side of the state, where it is much more Republican, bright red, Steve King kind of wild Republicans are out there. They are feeling it, and they're going to love him being there.
So you think, does Biden aim his guns at his fellow Democrats, or does he aim it at President Trump in a subtle way? What's your sense?
Probably not that subtle. The best thing that Joe Biden has going for him is that Trump seems to desire, he seems to want this mano-a-mano matchup. He seems to want to single Biden out and elevate him. Of course, the best thing for Trump really would be to let Biden be pulled down into the pot by the rest of the crabs, right? Not get any elevation, not have that separation. Currently, he's running in his own tier. He's by himself up there. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, others are there. They're close. They'd like to get through. But Biden's running by himself.
It's now, there are two things that you need to be looking at when you're looking at the Biden numbers. Number one, Biden on a national basis is moved down. He's at the 27th percentile now. But when you take Iowa, he's at 23%. And Bernie Sanders is only 5 points behind him when you look at even the average. And then you have Warren, who has moved up substantially, she's taken a little wind out of Sanders' sails, and then Buttigieg has moved up. I think he's going to be the guy that's going to pull up from the rear in Iowa to, and all of a sudden I think it's going to really surprise some people in Iowa. Iowa and Buttigieg are kind of made for each other. Here's the difference is that when you look at the national numbers, the reason that Biden does so well, he does extremely well with African-American voters. Buttigieg does terrible with African-American voters, particularly men. But black females are all about Joe Biden. That is his strongest group by far. Very few black females in Iowa, very few in New Hampshire, a ton in South Carolina. And that's where I think he could actually have some problems with the first two states of Iowa and New Hampshire. Then come in and just smoke them down in South Carolina. And probably it may land a blow on Kamala Harris because she is supposed to be kind of the darling, the one that's moving up. Cory Booker is still under 2% nationwide. 2%.
That's kind of low.
Kind of low.
That's take your ball and go home kind of stuff.
I mean, you only have five people that are in the teens.
Uh-huh.
You have another 19 that are 1% or less. I mean, that should make these guys worry. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon.
Bill, how are you?
I am wonderful. So who do you think the horse is going to be on the Democratic side? And I know it's early, but yeah, I don't see anybody that got out there that is going to be a very viable candidate.
Including Joe Biden?
Including Joe Biden. I think. He's just terrible.
Yeah, I think I think Biden is playing it too cool, and I think the flip flop on the abortion stand I think that was bad. I think he's going to go out and he's going to criticize Trump. That's going to make a group of people in Iowa happy. But one thing I'm going to be looking for is how big is his crowd going to be in Iowa? I spent months in Iowa in 1980, months, and those guys are not to be trifled with, and O'Keefe and this guy were absolutely right. The west side of the state, Council Bluffs and that area, and the west part of Des Moines, Iowa, actually, that is all Reagan-type Republicans there. You get into downtown Iowa, going to Ames and going to Sioux Falls, where the universities are. Then you get into a whole bunch of liberal. Cedar Rapids is kind of a 50-50 place, but I have done every single one of those multiple times and have driven all over Iowa to do events.
How big do you think Trump will win?
Win what?
The presidential election. The next presidential election.
I tell you, here's kind of some food for thought here. Is this going to be a 1972 situation with McGovern, where they're going to pick the wrong candidate who's going to be socialist and basically talking to one narrow band of people that are out there, and it'll be a smackdown? Or is this going to be a real-for-life war that people are going to be strategic about this? I think a problem that they have is that if they pick Joe Biden and Joe Biden picks a Kamala Harris, and then all of a sudden something happens to Biden, Biden messes up, he's got gaffes, the Hunter Biden story, we'll play a little piece of that in a little bit, but I think that could really mess him up, and then all of a sudden he is going to be spent.
Yeah, something you said, and I'm not making fun of it, but
please make fun of me.
Which one of their candidates doesn't have a socialist agenda? I mean, when you really get down to the brass tacks, every one of them are basically socialist.
And what they're going to do is they're going to ingrain that in people so strongly. You got to remember, Iowa went for Donald Trump in 2016. And he needs that state to win. And interestingly enough, Klobuchar, who's from Minnesota, which touches Iowa, she is at 1% in Iowa. And one of the biggest media markets is Minneapolis for that part of Iowa, that northeastern section of Iowa. Minneapolis media market is it there. And these guys are just not playing well. I look at these crowds. They're non-existent. Did you see the thing where they had all the candidates there? And we're going to be playing a piece of it in a little
bit. Looks like the Brady Bunch.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I was looking at the crowd. There may have been 300 people watching. 300.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was terrible. And if you're going to go there and you have the ability to see, say, 10 candidates in 40 minutes, then and you can only get 300 people, that's a lack of interest. Bill, I have got a hard break to go to, my friend.
Y'all have a good afternoon. Thanks for letting me have my say.
Absolutely going to be back. Damn our show right after this. Sorry for getting long-winded there again.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Larry, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This magic moment. 272-9228, that's where we are.
And so new, was like any other.
Ah, yes.
Until I kiss you, and then...
Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Doug of Rock Hill. Hey, Doug.
Yeah, Hard Rock Hill in Titus, Alabama. It's the Northern Division of Montgomery Materials, LLC. Oh,
Taking big rocks and turning them into little rocks.
Yeah.
Turning big ones into little ones. That's rocks. Listen, Creepy Joe does not just have a problem with putting his hands on women. And I'm glad one of them happened recently. I think she was a 10-year-old. And I started to bring up something that happened a few years back. But I was afraid everybody would say, well, Doug, that was a meme, as Greg Budell calls them. That was a meme on Facebook. That can't be true.
Uh-huh.
But I saw the picture untouched. And the way he's touching that 11-year-old and the look in his face, the look on the daughter's face and the look on the mother's face tells everything. And I hope Trump will say something about that because it's true and it's factual. So I just can't wait. Dan, have you announced, or has it been announced, when all of these knuckleheads with D's by their names are going to do a debate?
Yeah, that is in 3 weeks. Hold on.
Wow, is that soon?
Yeah, I will. It's not everybody. It's just I can look up the date for you, and I'll announce it on the radio.
Yes, sir. I know it can't be all of them, but it's maybe like five or six or seven, possibly.
No, I think there's something like 13 qualified.
Oh wow!
I know it's going to be a free for all.
Okay, yeah, it will be, and that'll just be a bunch of cannon fodder for Trump. Dan, can I mention something real quick?
Sure.
It's off topic, but it's very disturbing to me. I haven't heard you mention it, but it's coming from reliable sources. You know, Nellie Orr got her ham radio license.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that disturbs me, Dan, I'm not innocent, and I don't try to play innocent, and I don't talk about things that I always know. I always, normally, 95% of the time, I'm calling to get your advice and opinion. But, Dan, that tells me that there's bad actors possibly in every agency and every department of the government. Because I don't think I'm way off out of bounds. I think she was communicating something she wasn't supposed to be communicating, and I guess she thinks the NSA, and maybe the NSA can't listen in on ham radio.
Oh, NSA can listen in to anything that they want to listen
good.
In to.
But I'm just thinking, and I knew you would know that, and if it wasn't classified information, you would tell me, and I appreciate that, because, see, you educate me every time I call you.
Yeah, usually ham radio is used for folks that are at great distances away.
That's correct. That is correct. But that just tells me that maybe she was doing something she wasn't supposed to do and a bad actor told her.
Well, I want to tell you something. She has got her own issues to deal with. She's got some real problems with this new information that's coming out.
And so she could end up in a prosecutorial situation. Is that possible?
Yeah, we're going to get into the what Barr's investigation is doing in maybe the next hour, but it's on a roll. It's much bigger than we first thought. Much bigger.
That is great, Dan. That is great. I'm not disappointed anymore, Dan. I started out in a disappointed mood. A lot of bad actors, but let me tell you which one isn't, and that's the POTUS, and we need to pray for his safety.
There you go, Doug. You were spot on with that. Thanks for the telephone call, Newstone 83.1. And to our top of the hour break, we're going to be back right after this.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru, 3000 Eastern Boulevard, or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.